It happened a month ago, but it's only coming to light now. Government soldiers in war-torn South Sudan attacked a hotel complex just outside of the capital, Juba. International aid workers, including Americans, were living there. Many of the humanitarian workers had thought their complex was safe because it was less than 1 mile from a United Nations compound. But when the soldiers broke in, no one was there to stop them. Jesse Bunch is a private contractor for USAID. He says he and his colleagues were trying to hide from the South Sudanese troops. He describes what happened next.
I was in a room with about 10 other people. Several international women were hiding in the shower, and they shot the door, meaning they shot the lock, and they began saying, "Open the door, we're going to kill everyone in the hallway," to which we said, "You've shot the lock, we can't open the door." They said, "Come to the door and try to open it." I did that, and as I stepped back, someone shot through the door with an AK-47, and I was hit in the leg.
Now, it took these soldiers 2 hours, I understand, to break through the door. What was it like during those 2 hours?
I mean, obviously, people were frightened. We were trying to keep them talking because we hoped and thought that help was coming. At one point, they broke through the windows on the side, but there were steel bars. So they were saying, "Give us computers, give us phones." We were passing things out in order to appease them, hoping they'd go away. But eventually, they broke through the main door and found the women in the shower, and at which point they began to separate us and begin to take women into separate rooms.
And what happened then?
I said, "Look, these women have come to South Sudan to help your country. Don't hurt them." But they continued to take them out. There was shouting and screaming in other rooms. We'd been taken downstairs where we saw they had executed this wonderful young South Sudanese journalist who was Nuer, which is why he was shot by the Dinka soldiers.
And Nuer is the ethnic group that the government soldiers feel are the rebels in the country?
Right. The Nuer are the tribe of the vice president who was in the conflict with President Kiir of South Sudan.
And these soldiers who broke in, they took some of these women and they ended up raping a number of them?
5 international women were raped. 2 of them were kept there all night, and we didn't get them back until the next morning.
Now, you mentioned you were just, 1 kilometer from the UN compound, and I know you used your cell phones to call the UN and others for help. What were these conversations like?
We were in touch with the U.S. Embassy. We were in touch with our security contractors, and we were in touch with the UN. The problem was that there had been checkpoints set up and people couldn't get through. Likewise, the UN had been ordered into its own compound, and their response was they couldn't get out in order to come and help us either.
When you talk to these government soldiers who were attacking you and sexually abusing and raping these women, what condition were they in?
They appeared to be drunk. They appeared to be very angry, particularly at Americans. They were asking, which country are you from? And as people said they were American, they would, hit them with rifles or whatever. There's a lot of anger in South Sudan about Americans right now.
And did help ever arrive?
It was the National Security Agency officers who finally came, and they took us out in groups, so we were separated. We didn't know for a few hours that 2 of the women were missing and had been held there all night.
Now, looking back on this very traumatic experience, why were you and these aid workers so vulnerable?
We have different standards for security in conflict countries. I worked in Afghanistan and Iraq, where we have very high standards for housing, for, safe rooms, as well as international professional security officers. In South Sudan, we were in a compound that had a chain link fence and, 3 metal gates that were very easy to break through.
Do you have a sense that these soldiers who attacked you, is their goal to push out Western aid groups? Or do you see this as kind of a rogue, drunk, drug-addled group of soldiers gone awry?
These soldiers haven't been paid in months. And if you look at the command structure and the responsiveness, once the National Security Agency people came and told them you're going to have to leave after you finish looting the place, this is a conspiracy on the part of the government because these people aren't being paid. And it's deliberate.
Jesse Bunch was a USAID contractor in South Sudan. He and a number of humanitarian workers outside of Juba were attacked by government soldiers there. He's now recovering back in Vermont. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.